words, Wade Rathke with the chief organizer's report. Immigration protests everywhere in cities and towns, large and small. Family separation and child incarceration continues to be a political flashpoint. President Trump may have been at one of his golf clubs again this weekend, but his zero tolerance policy and criminalization of immigration by migrants, often asking for asylum, has not quelled the rage despite his attempt to get a mulligan with his do-over executive order. Little has changed to date. Close to 2,000 children are still separated from their families. A federal court judge in California has issued a temporary restraining order demanding that the policy be suspended and giving the administration only 10 days to assure that children have been in at least telephonic contact with their parents, only 15 days to unite children under 5 with their parents, and only 30 days to unite all children with their families. Though polls indicate that America is confused about what to do about immigration, they are united with the vast majority opposing child incarceration and family separation. Protests broke out all over the country in cities large and small, with thousands participating to demand family unification. As reported in the New York Times, Washington was the political epicenter of the protest. Similar scenes unfolded in cities around the country, including large border cities like El Paso, state capitals like Salt Lake City and Atlanta, and smaller interior towns like Redding, California. In total, organizers anticipated more than 700 protests in all 50 states and even internationally. 200 rallied in Covington, Louisiana, of all places, and the conservative North Shore across from New Orleans. Another 200 rallied in Lafayette, Louisiana, in the heart of a blood-red congressional district. The same story repeats over and over again as Americans draw a bold line. No matter what is said in the West Wing, Border Patrol officers on the border trying to obey the order and the law are releasing families rather than separating them when captured crossing the border. Before the weekend protests, women led the way with more than 500 arrested, including actress Susan Sarandon and Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal, a Democrat from Seattle. She was quoted saying, "The idea of kids in cages and asylum seekers in prisons and moms being separated from breastfeeding children, this is just beyond politics. It really is just about right and wrong. This crisis won't go away with a simple signature." This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.